It's an undeniable fact. The United States has never produced a global men's soccer superstar. Have there been solid American players good enough to qualify for 7 of the last 8 World Cups? Sure. Mainstay goalkeepers who've enjoyed long careers in the English Premier League? No doubt. Even a rare top scorer for a mid-level European team? There's always Clint Dempsey and his 22 goals for Fulham in 2011 and 12. But for all the growth of soccer in America over the last 2 decades, in the popularity of the men's and women's World Cups, in the rise of domestic leagues, in media coverage of the planet's most popular sport, we have yet to find a U.S. men's version of the chosen one, which is to say, a true superstar, the best player on one of the top 10 clubs in the UEFA Champions League. The reasons for this failure are many, we're told, and mostly related to culture. The majority of our best athletes go pro in other sports, from American football to basketball to baseball. Our most popular spectator sport, American football, is more about following orders than about the individual creativity we see in the best soccer players. Soccer is a pay-to-play, middle to upper-middle-class pursuit in the United States, unlike in the rest of the world, where the working classes produce the best players with the drive to rise to the top of a Darwinian global pyramid. What's more, when it comes to youth soccer development, most experts will tell you the U.S. doesn't have nearly enough qualified coaches at the vital early ages, and that the coaches who are in place tend to value strength and athleticism over skills. But there's another factor, too. The U.S. has produced teenage soccer players with the potential to be world-class, but the all-too-common result has been prospects who thought they had made it by simply signing a healthy contract or joining a European club. Coddled by youth coaches and handlers, pumped up by the leagues, and showered with premature accolades by media and sponsors searching for the elusive American soccer savior. Always that word, savior. These putative chosen ones decided they had climbed Mount Everest when all they had done was reach base camp. No example of the phenomenon is more sobering than that of Freddie Adu, who joined DC United at age 14 as the highest-paid player in Major League Soccer in 2004, and headlined a national television advertising campaign that year with Pelé. Though Adu showed flashes of talent for U.S. youth national teams, he never earned the trust of a coach at club level, where he played for 13 teams in 13 years, and was last seen riding the bench in the U.S. second division, a cautionary tale of blinding promise unfulfilled. All of which brings us to a low-slung, red-brick residential building in a quiet neighborhood on the east side of Dortmund, a former steel and coal city in western Germany's Ruhr Valley. The 2-story structure, fronted by evergreens and a small lawn, is the home of an American teenage soccer star. But it's conspicuous not for what it is, but rather for what it isn't. The place looks entirely ordinary from the outside. The windows, 2 rectangular slits on each floor, are usually covered by metal shades that give the building the appearance of a military bunker. The dead-end street is, well, pretty dead. There are industrial warehouses, a modest health club, the administrative office for a grocery store. All things considered, the tableau could just as well be a bland suburb of Pittsburgh. And that's the whole point if you're Christian Pulisic, the 19-year-old Hershey, Pennsylvania native, who has emerged as one of the world's most promising attacking midfielders for Borussia Dortmund and the best prospect in the history of U.S. men's soccer. When Pulisic signed a new 4-year contract in early 2017 and his father, Mark, moved back to the United States after 2 years in Germany, Christian could have decided he had arrived and splurged on his first adult apartment in one of the gorgeous new glass and steel buildings on Dortmund's Lake Phoenix, a bustling hub of bars, restaurants, and nightlife. Instead, he chose a street with no bars and no restaurants, and truth be told, barely any neighbors at all, it's a 5-minute drive from Dortmund's training facility. That's not to say Pulisic's apartment is shabby inside. In fact, it's the dream dorm suite of any college freshman, which is exactly what Pulisic would be in the spring of 2018, if that freshman had ample amounts of discretionary income and a cleaning lady who came every week. There's a lot of space, but nobody had lived in this building for 3 years, says Pulisic, welcoming me inside and giving me the grand tour 2 days before a game against Bayern Munich. Pulisic is renting, not buying, but he got permission from the owner to spruce up an indoor swimming pool on the ground floor with colorful tile work on the wall and a poolside hangout area. Upstairs, the main living room has enough space to toss 20-yard passes with an American football and features a pool table, a folded-up ping-pong table, and a big-screen TV for watching soccer, NFL, and NBA games. The walls are filled mostly with blown-up photographs of Dortmund's Signal Iduna Park, Germany's largest stadium, where more than 81,000 adoring fans cheer on their team in a roiling sea of black and yellow. Once again, think Pittsburgh. You go out into the city and you just see black and yellow everywhere, says Pulisic. They're wearing jerseys, jackets. I've never seen a town that's so connected and so proud of their team and so passionate about the game. That's what makes Dortmund stand out so much. The weather isn't very good, but it's just a great town to live in. It's really known for the soccer. Pulisic has thick eyebrows, a ready smile, and now that he has graduated from adolescence into adulthood, a chiseled chin and cheekbones. If there's ever a movie made about his life, he might be played by the actor Jake Gyllenhaal. In Germany, everyone pronounces Pulisic's last name Pulisic, the way it would be in Croatia, the birthplace of his grandfather Mate. That lineage allowed Christian to acquire a Croatian passport and start playing for Dortmund at age 16, earlier than he would have been able to with his U.S. citizenship alone. When he's in the United States, Pulisic asks people to pronounce his name the Americanized way, Pulisic.